question actually that I've been interested in is so we're huge kind of memorized deck nerds, like we love the memorized deck. So you are also a huge kind of presence and influence in the memorized deck.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, because I can obviously, we can speak for ourselves, but for you, what really draws you to the memorized deck? Like, what is the one real kind of just what is the biggest reason that you spend so much time and have so much passion for the memorized deck?
Well, first, it allows very strong effects that are not possible with other methods, as far as I can see, at least so conveniently. Huh? Just have the deck, nothing else. So that's good, because when you have a stack deck in your hand, it's, you are so far ahead of the audience. Huh? You know where every card is, and the spectators hopefully think you just have a shuffled deck. So that feels very powerful. Pitt, in his book about memorized deck tricks, in order to amaze, he, in the introduction, he talks about the deck being charged. So kind of every time you put the cards in order, you are recharging the deck, and then you are holding this powerful charged tool in your hand. That's kind of how it feels. Huh? You have every card at your fingertips. You are more or less ready for every challenge or everything that might happen. So that's good. So, and there's nothing, no technique or no other kind of method that allows for some of the things you can do with it. It's a bit like the Pharaoh Shuffle, actually, that you cannot replace it. I mean, if you cannot do the Pharaoh Shuffle, then a certain amount of card work will never be available to you.
Yeah.
But if you cannot do the second deal, that doesn't matter that much. I guess there are a lot of replacements for most things. But Memorize Deck and Pharaoh Shuffle, more or less, you need them for certain tricks. I often don't. It's getting more and more popular, the Memorize Deck, and I don't usually actually recommend it when people ask, oh, is it necessary now for me to learn a deck? Then I say, oh, no, not. I mean, there's a lot you can do without, because for selfish reasons, you know, I don't want everybody to do all those good tricks.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's so much work. It's going to take you years.
Don't even touch it. Don't even touch it.
The bottom deal is so much easier.
Yeah, just learn the table fellow.
Yeah, exactly. Then, actually, it's interesting. You talked about the Pharaoh as being like a whole kind of thing. But then when you take both concepts, like the memorized deck and the Pharaoh, then suddenly you marry them together and it unlocks a whole nother set of like tricks that you can't do otherwise.
Yes, of course. Deck work and Pharaoh shuffles, they go very well together. So there's a good connection there.
Huh? We actually, we have some mem deck work. Maybe after this podcast done, I can shoot you over some links in an email. We've done some work on there, so I'm obviously I'm talking to Dennis, but so you probably were the first one to archive this, but you know, Marlowe's Pharaoh notes, right? He has some very interesting stuff in there that we played around with those ideas with the mem deck, and it's kind of like a I don't know if, well, actually no, you're a mathematician, right? So you probably know this better than I. You know, like fractal patterns, where you zoom in and it kind of enlarges, and then you zoom in again, and it's like the same pattern repeated, like a tree when you look at the branch, and then you look at the twig, and then you look at the leaf, and it just keeps on going. And I the mem deck is a little bit like that, where you just zoom, so you have the mem deck, then you find like a little branch of the mem deck, you zoom in on that, and then it's like it's this whole big thing, and then you zoom in again, and that's another whole big thing. And
it's very versatile and very. Well, I mean, there's this huge book by Tamaris, the Mnemonica book, and it's just so every time you open it, you find something new, because some of the ideas are very prior. If you just leave a little footnote on this, and it's a huge thing, and so it's a very dense book. It's not yet archived in the contemporary archive, but at some point I will put
it in. Yeah, it's going to be quite the task.
Well, it kind of, as a real life example of that, is you and yourself and Pitt, you know, when you contribute an idea like quartets, Like suddenly there's probably like 10 books that could be written just with effects that use quartets, you know? And it's like you go down and...
Yeah, maybe not 10 good books, but but yeah, it opens a new tool for the memory stack. It's always been an open index for a named card, of course, and now it's an open index for a named four of a kind. So it just expands the toolbox, and there are some great things, and the best ones, I think, to date are in the In Order to Amaze, where there's a whole chapter on this idea.
Yeah, we actually, maybe I'll make a note to send this to you as well. There's a, we'd been working on a quartet routine. It's kind of like the ambitious card, but using the quartet principle. I'd actually sent it over to Pitt to get his stamp approval. And either he was polite, or he liked it, or both. So I'll send it over to you as well, because the credit...
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, we'll send those over to that after we close this up. But yeah, I mean, I think that's we got. I think we can probably end this here. It's been really fun.
I think so. No, I just wanted to ask, like when you first found the Memorize deck, or just in general, like what? It's hard because there's so many effects in it. But like, what do you enjoy? What effect did you first enjoy the most, or what do you enjoy the most now that you can do the Memorize deck that you can't do with anything else?
Just one of the effects I often do is just having a card named and it appears on top of the deck, just as simple as that. And then I repeat it. That's just very strong effect, and I don't know a better method for it. Right. In a Memorize deck and secretly cutting it to the top. That's also one of
you
the first.
It doesn't just appear, Dennis. It doesn't just appear.
And there are a lot of subtleties already, a whole world in just this one effect, where it seems like the deck has been on the table before the card is named, and just some timing and wording ideas to it. But that's also one of the first effects I've seen by Tamaris on German television in the 90s, where there was a segment where he was doing the little Kornwinder car, and the introduction or the little intro he did was just named card to top, and that was, I guess, the first Memorize deck effect I might have ever seen. And I took this video and paused it, and every time he kind of displayed the deck in the beginning, I noted down the order of the cards I could see on the screen. So I had like parts of the Memorize deck already in my notebook before I had the full stack, which I was finally given by someone at FISM in 97. So that's when I first memorized the whole stack.
That's crazy.
Before that, I tried to puzzle it together from screenshots from a performance.
Wow. You're really on the cutting edge there. I can see why you don't want to recommend it to people when you put that much effort in. Look at a book, or even Google it. Yeah, that's crazy. Does Quantum... This is just my own... We can close this in a second, but does Quantum really speak German? Because I know he speaks French, and I was like...
No, I don't think so. No, when he's performing here, he's performing in English.
In English,
He probably knows how the cards are named or things like that, but I don't think he's fluent in German.
Right, makes sense. All right, well, thank you so much, Dennis. Thanks for recording this little exclusive segment.
Sure.
We'll stop recording now and.